Stanley Lamchop loved Saturday mornings. He loved waking up without an alarm clock. He loved staying in his pajamas instead of getting dressed. He loved watching cartoons with his younger brother, Arthur. And he especially loved eating waffles for breakfast. "That's enough syrup, Stanley," said his mother, Mrs. Lamchop. There was already a big puddle on his plate.
"Okay, Mom."
Stanley put down the bottle of syrup and picked up his knife and fork. The phone rang as he was about to take his first bite. Mrs. Lamchop frowned.
"Who on earth is calling at this hour?"
Stanley didn't care if it was too early for anyone to call their house. He had to grab that phone before Arthur did. Both brothers always liked to answer first.
"I got it!"
Stanley sprang out of his chair. He raced across the kitchen toward the ringing phone. Arthur was already way ahead of him. Mr. Lamchop was standing between the boys and the phone, pouring more batter into the waffle maker. The thick batter moved slowly. Arthur waited for his father to step out of the way. Meanwhile, Stanley slipped around him and kept on running. He never knew when being flat would come in handy. Ever since a bulletin board had fallen off his bedroom wall and onto him, Stanley had been barely thicker than a piece of paper. He could fit easily into tight corners and small spaces. Being flat had made him famous, too. Flat Stanley had traveled all over the world. Stanley grabbed the phone before it rang again.
"Hello?"
he said, a little out of breath.
"Hello,"
a voice replied. It sounded crackly and far away. It also had an accent, which Stanley could tell by the way the caller said his name.
"May I speak to Stanley Lamchop, please?"
"This is he,"
said Stanley, as his mother had taught him.
"Jolly good, Mr. Lamchop," said the voice. "I am calling with an important request."
Yes, jolly good," said Stanley. "May I ask who's calling, please?"
"This is Detective James Bates from Scotland Yard."
Stanley almost dropped the phone. Scotland Yard was the most famous police force in the whole world. It was not in Scotland, though, which was a little confusing. It was actually in London. Detective Bates kept talking.
"Her Majesty the Queen would like your help."
"Her Majesty the Queen of England?"
Stanley blurted out. That got his whole family's attention.
"The Queen of England?"
repeated Mrs. Lamchop. She motioned for Stanley to give her the phone. Stanley tried to explain.
"The Queen isn't on the phone. It's someone calling for the Queen."
But his mother took the phone and started talking. After that, he could only hear one half of the conversation.
"Mm-hmm," said Mrs. Lamchop. "We could do that. The boys have a school vacation coming up."
She was quiet for a minute. Detective Bates said something Stanley couldn't hear.
"That would be perfect," said Mrs. Lamchop.
She was quiet while the detective spoke again.
"Yes, yes," said Mrs. Lamchop. "We will be ready tomorrow. Tip-top. Cheerio."
Stanley knew they spoke English in England, but maybe it wasn't like the English he already knew. Stanley had never heard his mother use those words before. He had never heard anyone use those words before. Mrs. Lamchop hung up the phone and turned to her family.
"It's a special case," she explained. "Detective Bates would not say much on the phone, but he has an important job for Stanley. We're leaving for London tomorrow."
Stanley was so excited that he forgot all about his waffles. He was going to spend this Saturday morning packing his suitcase.